Beloved Babaji, I'm so happy to be here at your feet. I know you are the best medicine for my heart. And I know I love you more than anything in this world. And this love is so good. That's intelligent. Where is Sugandhi? That you love good things, no? Some people, they love bad things. Thank you so much for all the blessings, for all that you are. You are the sun that shines within and the sun that shines in our lives. Yours forever, Sugandhi. That is what the Master is. He's the sun who brings light into the darkness, no? Who takes away unconsciousness and give you consciousness, clarity. And they always said that the Master is the sun. He ignites the heart. And then when you are ignited, you see the world in a different way. Then everything becomes beautiful. That is how the Master is. And blessed are those who feel that sun. Some people doesn't feel the sun. That is the sign of a real master that brings the sun and the song in your life. That's how it is. It needs no proof, no, in the sun. If you're in the sun, it makes you warm, no, that's how it is. You cannot explain it. Where's Oda? You're back now. What is you doing in your life?
I'm studying.
Studying? How many more years?
2 more.
And how is the studying here going? Yeah?
Good.
Good? What is best? Yeah, no? It's very easy, yeah, no? It's just the opposite. You don't need to fill yourself, you just have to empty yourself and then everything comes. Beloved Swara, in satsang on Friday, you answered the letter I had written to you, which I hadn't sent you. That's how it happens all the time, Ola. If you are just here, all your questions will be answered. We're all in the same boat. These are all your brothers and sisters. I realized I have to stop all my efforts in trying and doing, as you shared. Yeah. That's what I go on sharing with you and telling you, and sooner or later, in the moment when you are not closed, it goes in. And when it goes in, then you realize something. Because that is all the training, is to try and do. But in the inner world, it's just the opposite. You have to let go of everything. and then it comes forth by itself. This is very difficult for the mind to understand. Like the Taoists always said, easy is right. Follow the natural law, easy is right. You don't need to do anything. The spring comes. No matter how cold the winter is, the spring comes. Sitting silently, doing nothing, spring comes and grass grows by itself. Like that. You don't need to pull the grass up. But that's how it is in the West, and the mind, they want to do it. The grass doesn't grow fast enough, you have to grow, pull it. No, then you destroy it then. You have to be patient, you have to be receptive, you have to be in tune. You have to be in harmony with the whole. Then everything happens beautifully, effortless. This is my whole teaching, easy is right. But the mind cannot understand that because everything is difficult in the mind. The only way is to get in tune. I realized I have to stop all my efforts in trying and doing, as you shared. This really resonated into my whole body. That is beautiful because that is how the truth is. That is how love is. It resonates into your whole body. It's not partial, it's total. That is how the real is. It's not just the part of it, it's your whole. Then tears of vulnerability and freedom kept streaming down my face. At the same time, looking into your eyes, feeling your love, it was such a breathtaking moment, total bliss. Thank you for letting me be part of this beautiful family. And thank you for guiding me, sharing your wisdom and love. I'm so grateful, love, Oda. You're welcome, Oda. And now it's a different start now, because now you have gone deeper, you have felt something real. Beloved, after I was taken out of the crew, I feel many things have been moving inside of me. It is like I have started to see with different eyes and with a different understanding. I feel my energy more flowing and creativity growing, and I feel more open towards life. Also, when being with other people, I see myself opening up in a different way than before. It feels like I'm reclaiming myself, showing more of myself without being afraid of doing something wrong or being judged or hurt. In satsang, I feel a certain fear and insecurity, and I can see that I really don't know who I am and that I don't know anything. Like I have to start all over again from scratch with an empty paper. In this process, I feel sometimes I can be too hard on myself with too little patience and acceptance of the situation. Still, I think I'm going in the right direction. At least it feels like, because it is shaky and exciting at the same time. Thank you with love, Marpa. That's the problem, Marpa. You think, you still think. I think I'm going in the right direction. Don't think, feel. Still I think I'm going in the right direction. At least it feels like. That is simple. You see, the feelings are deeper than your mind, but the mind is used to always being in control. That's the whole thing. You have to learn to functioning more from feelings. How do you feel? Not what the mind is saying. The mind will always be in doubt. It feels like, because it's shaky and exciting at the same time. That's how it is. That's how life is. It's shaky, it's fragile, and it's exciting. If you live, that is. But it's good. It worked. You start seeing differently by being taken out of the crew, because that's how people are. You can get falling asleep so easily because you get used to things very easily. Then you take it for granted. And when you take things for granted, then you are not very alert. Because nothing in life is granted. But even here, around me, people take things for granted. Then they become sleepy. Like you're going from 9 to 4 on the job. Then after a time, you get sleepy. You can do it in your sleep. It takes a lot of awareness and maturity to stay alert. And that's the thing. It's the habit of humans. They get very easily adapted to what they are doing. And then they take it for granted. Then they're settling in. Then they fall asleep. They get used to it. You have to be very aware not to take anything for granted. Then you stay very alert. And that's what you needed to wake you up. I knew that. And happily you are seeing that, so you are following the flow. I feel my energy more flowing and creativity growing. Yes. You needed something else to be waking up. I'm here to wake people up, not to put them to bed. Sometimes I can put you to bed also when you are very exhausted. Or if you're a little sick, I can put you to bed with hot water bottle. It's okay. But first comes waking up. You are not allowed to go to sleep. At least I won't put you to bed before you have shown that you can wake up. Because you've been sleeping enough. But you had been with me so long, so you was falling asleep in it. And you say, I feel like I'm reclaiming myself. That's good, because now you have to see. In satsang I feel a certain fear and insecurity. Yes, because this in satsang is the real. So anything that you can keep hiding anywhere else, it comes up in satsang. And I can see that I really don't know who I am and that I don't know anything. Like I have to start all over again, from scratch. That is how sannyas is. So now is a more conscious sannyas. This is like, now is real sannyas. Many people are, when they come, they think they already know. Now you are consciously at that point. Now you are ready to learn and grow in consciousness, because now you are more alert. Now you have seen that you didn't know anything. Maybe you thought you knew. All the masters say you have to start empty. The first thing, how can you learn anything if you think you know everything? You have to drop everything. But that is not just an intellectual understanding. You have to realize it. Then you can fall in tune. Then you can learn a new language, a language of awareness, of creativity, of intelligence, of love, of life. So this is what is happening. No, you have to start again, but no, you see it. I can tell you every day, but it doesn't matter. Before you come to a certain maturity that you see, the habit is so long of being asleep. And I tell you, everything has to go because you are just rubbish what you have. You have to be fresh now, because now is life. So this is very good. I can see that I really don't know who I am and that I don't know anything. And that's great. Like I have to start all over again. No, you don't have to start all over again. You just start. That's it. Over again sounds like it's again like, oh, it's a... That is how the mind goes. Oh, I have to start all over. No. It's not all over again. Because you have never done this. You have never been alert before. It's not again. If it's again, it's just a repetition of the past, of your sleepiness, maybe with a little makeup on. No, totally fresh, no. In this process, I feel sometimes I can be too hard on myself, with too little patience and acceptance of the situation. Yeah, that is also the old habit. Just shake it loose. It's going good, no problem, and you see it. That's what you say, thank you, with love, Marpa. We start new? Yeah. You see, I don't get rid of you anyway, you're still there. He will know, it doesn't matter. I can try to keep him up, but he's still there. What can I do? For those whom God becomes real, life becomes beautiful. They witness His glory and understand His vision. all their pain is healed by this knowing. Beloved, I woke up today with tears rolling down my face. And as I sat in bed, I felt that the only feeling going through my body was love. I was bursting in love. I sat and watched back at the long, hard journey behind, and I realized how precious these tears are. Your love and grace has given a meaning to my journey, and now the flowers are coming. Thank you, my love, Chanda. Very good, Chanda. Is only this love and this grace that gives meaning to life. But we ordinary people don't have anything to be devoted to have any direction. So you have to have something precious, something divine, something love, something grace, something holy that is touching you. That gives meaning to life. Without it, it's just empty. And this is almost gone from the world. And this is what you come back to. Ordinary people, they have lost this dimension of celebration, of love, of peace. And you know that because you have been there. Most people have been there. They have to go through that before they can really recognize and enjoy this. That's why pain is very important. Like Buddha is saying, life is suffering. In unconsciousness. But when you are out of that unconscious suffering, when you're waking up, then you really appreciate it. Because you had the pain. You had the teaching, you know. That gives you a different depth. Otherwise, we have lost that dimension. Because people don't have anything higher, anything of real value. So then everything looks empty. It is this that makes meaning to life. You say, I realized how precious these tears are. These are different tears. And ordinary people only know these tears of pain, of suffering, of ego. They don't know this dimension of grace, of love. These tears that can come out of gratefulness, out of love. That is the real tears. But a transformation has to happen to feel that. An understanding has to happen. I sat and watched back at the long, hard journey behind, and I realized how precious these tears are. Your love and grace has given a meaning to my journey, and now the flowers are coming. Yeah, this is a different dimension. And these tears are very precious tears because they are an overflowing of the being of the heart. is not the suffering of the hurt ego, of pain. It's an overflowing of gratefulness, of joy. Welcome it. That's beautiful. Let those tears come over, tears of bliss, of gratitude, of peace, of love. Beloveds, for this time it seems hard to find the right words. I'm all shook up. Patik. At last I managed to shake you really good up now. Huh? That's good. How does it feel to be shook up?
Great.
Great, no? That's great, Patik. First, you have been sleeping so long that when I start disturbing you and shaking you up, then you get very annoyed. Like somebody who wants to sleep in, they don't want to go to school, and they just turn over. Many times I've seen this, there's the people have this habit. I don't want. I want to be here, but I don't want to wake up. And then if you are something deeper is pulling you anyway against yourself, because something knows that you want to wake up. And now this is the time. This time it seems hard to find the right words. I'm all shook up. Yeah, good. No, you allowed me now. And that's the whole difference when you allow. Otherwise, I can try and shake you up. Nothing happens. You have to come to a certain understanding, a certain let go, a certain receptivity. And then you will feel that this waking up is really nice. I'm all shook up. You know that? Elvis sang that. I'm all shook up. Oh, good bugger, baby. Oh. Huh? We don't have that, Marpa. What do you? You don't know. I know. You are my disc jockey. What is happening? You have it. I'm all shook up. Oh, baby. But poor Elvis, he never managed to shook up. All I want is to go down on my knees and pray to you in gratitude. It has been a fantastic week, very intense. Most of my nights I've been awake as you have visited me. You have sat down on my bed and placed your hand on my heart. And I've been crying, my face wet. It's a miracle happening. And for me it's hard to explain it, but I try. It's very good, Patik, to try to explain it, because then even your mind understands it when you put it down on paper or think about it. And it's very good because it gets integrated. It goes deeper. But you can't explain miracles, that's true. And this is the only miracle, the real miracle. You take me by the hand and lead me to the sea. I ask you, is this the sea? I have been here many times before, but I have never seen it. You say, yes. You have been here many times before, but you have never seen it. But now it's time, and I make you see it. And I look at the sunrise to get a glimpse. of you in the water, but I cannot spot you. I can only see myself. And what I see is not at all beautiful, far from it. But that's the thing, you have to be ready to face yourself. And out of this love, out of this magic, you are ready. Because you know it has a deeper meaning. But the love you struck me with makes magic. And what I spot and what I see is acceptance. This acceptance, that is a key. It opens up everything. Because if you accept, everything relaxes. Everything is like it is. That's the key to truth. This marvelous and comforting word says, everything is as it should be. It is no time to fight anymore. The war is over. Peace smiles and says, there was never anything to fight about. You see, this understanding, this voice, comes from a different place. It means that now the mind doesn't have the grip. Because only your being can say there's nothing to fight about, except. The mind always wants to fight, always wants to resist. It's always war. But now the war is finished. That means something else has been woken up. Something that has a distance to the mind. Something deeper, something higher. No, you have to listen to this. This is a new language now, Patik. There was never anything to fight about. That is what I always say. I'm amazed. You are fighting against what you love. What you are longing for, you are resisting. It's very strange. But you can see that before a certain time, and now you see it. And then you see the hilarious of it. There was never anything to fight about. It's only the stupidity of the ego that is fighting. As soon as something else comes up, then you see there is nothing to fight. It's just to relax. It's just to accept. Beloved, love shakes me. I'm exhausted and I drop all my resistance. Drop it. And please don't pick it up again. Because when it's dropped, it is dropped. No, you see, it is dropped. You are free. You are relieved. No, you need awareness. Don't pick it up again, because that is the habit. That is the courage I'm talking about, to live without that armor. And what's more, you have brought Poonam and me closer to each other than ever. Of course, because you are more real. Poonam is more real. And only the real can love. Very few people, even if they are together, they are not close, because they are lost in their own mind, in their own world. Only when they become more real, more mature, then you can meet deeper than the personalities. When you have the real, you can meet in the real. Otherwise, so-called lovers, relationships is just like beggars. Both don't have and they both want. What can be given them? And even if someone has and wants to give and gives, the habit, the unconsciousness of people is that the other one then closes down because it's too much. And it's hard for the ego to receive love. It's hard for the ego to receive anything. It's easier to give. But from the heart, in real love, what I'm talking about, love, both should give and both should receive out of an overflow. And don't miss the precious moment that you can give and you can receive. And we are together for that. But that's not how it is. Even if somebody gives, the habit is to close down because it's too much. You have to let go. But very few have anything to give in the first place. You have to be mature. You have to be in the real. You have to be in the heart to give and receive. And the heart never wants to hold back. It always wants to give. In deepest gratitude, Patik. Welcome, Patik. No, you see, very good. I'll take you to the ocean then. First you're afraid, then you see it's so big, and then you get interested, and then I will take you far out and drown you, then you say, well, yes. Aum Shanti. May everyone drown in the ocean of love, of consciousness, of peace, and realize that the war is over. Aum Shanti.